Drysdale vignette, this one entitled Onion Maggots, Etc. Lovely topic. Coming up in 3, 2, 1. Just what do you do now to prevent maggots or rust fly attacking your newly planted onions or carrots? Hi, Art Drysdale with some suggestions. 3, 2, 1. Now that granular diazinon is no longer available, preventing the attack of onion maggots and carrot rust fly is not easy. Here are some suggestions. It's important to eliminate host weeds like wild carrots or Queen Anne's lace, lamb's quarters, wild parsnips, and hemlock in the neighborhood of your garden. Also, seeding early, mid-March, and harvesting in May, or delaying seeding until June and harvesting early August will help due to the life cycles of these insects. Perhaps the best solution is row covers. They are an economical, relatively simple, non-chemical solution to insect problems. The material used should be a fine cheesecloth or muslin, possibly called remay cloth, and it should be applied over each row immediately after seeding or planting of young transplants. The width of each row cover should be about 45 to 60 centimeters, 18 to 24 inches, and the edges should be held down with soil to prevent the insects getting into the planted area. Ideally, each row cover should be slightly hooped using flexible branches or the like so that there's a clearance of about 15 centimeters or 6 inches at the center of the row. And that allows the plants to grow, of course. But even if the material is flat on the ground with lots of spare material to allow the young plants to push it up as they grow, row covers should work well. They can be removed after about 3 or 4 weeks. Keep in mind that cheesecloth allows penetration of full light and rain or irrigation. If you cannot find or afford remake cloth, you could use old sheer window curtains. I'm Art Drysdale.